What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And over at Blacklisted News, they have this headline story. Trump okays wider Syria oil mission, raising legal questions. Now, that really is hilarious because what Trump has already done is illegal under the UN Charter, under international law. He's just saying, well, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound. The U.S. has started constructing two new bases in Syria's oil-rich region. Now, this is prompting a response from Russia, which is starting to set up their own military bases across northeastern Syria. So we're looking at a situation where we could actually get into a shooting war with Russia over this Syrian oil. And I think that's a bad idea. Now, apparently, somebody did a major whoopsie, and Syria was able to get their hands on an intact David Sling missile, which they have now turned over to the Russians to reverse engineer that technology. And of course, the U.S. and Israel are demanding the return of that missile. It's not going to happen. Same thing when Iran hacked that drone and brought it down. You know, finders keepers, losers weepers. Over in Nablus, Israeli illegal settlers basically stole an entire olive harvest belonging to Palestinian farmers in the village of Al-Luban al-Sharqiya to the south of the northern West Bank, and apparently with something like 900 trees worth of olives. That's a lot of olives. And they just went on in and just took it. So I would be very careful about buying olives that say product of Israel right now. Now, despite congressional outrage over the continuing U.S. involvement in Yemen, somebody got some video footage, obviously clandestine from the odd angle of the smartphone, but showing Oshkosh armored vehicles being unloaded at the Port of Aden. These are American-made. They're being used by the Saudis. So that war is continuing. But you're not supposed to know about it, of course. All right, we saw this back all the way back in the run-up to the war in Iraq, where one of the IAEA experts, inspectors, whatever, was obviously compromised, and they were caught trying to plant a sample of highly enriched uranium in Iraq's power station support facilities. Well, it's happened again, this time in Iran. Now, obviously, access to Iran's nuclear facilities have all kinds of alarms and detectors and so forth, and this IAEA monitor, she went on through the detectors, they lit up, said she's carrying something. She refused the search, which is required under the P5+1 deal, and she has now resigned her post and left Iran. So, yeah, they're trying to build a case against Iran by saying, oh, look, we found this microscopic particle of highly enriched uranium. Gee, where, oh, where could that have come from? Over in Iraq, over a dozen protesters have been shot dead in the last 48 hours. It's gotten so bad, the Iraqi military has now banned the use of live ammo. It's killing the people of Iraq is not going over very well with the people of Iraq. Up in Germany, Angela Merkel is dealing with basically a mutiny among her own ministers. She's tried to preserve her ruling coalition for the remainder of what is going to be her last term in office. But apparently this has to do with this new plan for European banking, which once again drops the bulk of supporting the EU onto the German people, and they're not happy about that at all. Okay. Former U.S. diplomat Dennis Orsblad has called on Washington to reconsider their policy on Crimea and Russia and to reconsider the sanctions. And he makes a very good point, saying we need to deal with the world as it is today, not with how we wish it would be. It's time to stop the sanctions and allow the tensions to go down. That would be a smart thing to do, which is why it's not going to happen. Sorry, but it's not. Somebody did a survey over in Korea, and they found, and this surprised probably a lot of people, if North Korea and Japan were to go to war, the South Koreans would side with North Korea. They would support Kim Jong-un against Japan. So, politics notwithstanding, the reality is that the enmity between the Japanese and the Koreans goes back a very, very long way. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Let's talk about the economic news here. Global debt has hit an all-time high of $188 trillion. That's more than doubled the world's economic output. How did we get here? Very simply, private central banking, which by design creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt. People who set this whole system up, they didn't care. They knew that somewhere down the road there'd be a huge crash, but they'd be long gone. They'd be in their graves after a lifetime of wealth and comfort and privilege. That is a defining feature of our banking class, our political class, our top management class. They just don't care. They want what they want. They think that's a force of nature. And they just are oblivious to the harm they're causing. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was reading about Bill Gates and how he's all upset about Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All and how she says that he's going to have to pay billions more. And mm-hmm. I just, you know, I monitor other websites and stuff, and it's funny how the alt-right and the populists and the Republicans, they all kind of go to the defense of these same billionaires that really all they do is support, you know, causes that are against the alt-right and the populists and the Republicans, and yet they defend them when, you know, the Democrats and the lefties want to start taxing them. You know, I've come to the conclusion that these billionaires, they never give money to causes like ours. You know, you don't see them out talking about 9/11 or any of the, you know, hot issues. You know, they sit around, they promote degeneracy, queer this, queer that, you know, anti-family, anti-Christian, climate change, abortion, and now they're all out with funding all these huge depopulation things, which is Bill Gates' family was big into that. You know, he's out there inventing mosquitoes to give people inoculations. You know what that means, right? So, you know, I think it's time that we stop being nice to these billionaires. The billionaires are the enemy class. I mean, let's face it, they hate the middle class whites. They hate people like you and me, Mike. They do. Their policies are always against us, you know? So why should we care? I hope Elizabeth Warren or even Donald Trump takes every dime, maybe give him a couple hundred million, you know, of Bill Gates' money. And that goes for Warren Buffett and all of them. I'm tired of them. I mean, we go around, the right and the Republicans and the Trumpers, all of them, go around like these billionaires. You know, I give them credit. It's nice that they invented good things and, you know, and tools and, you know, stuff like that. You know, Henry Ford and all those guys, they did, you know, invent great things and all that. But then they turn around and they use their money for destructive purposes. I mean, this whole climate thing is funded by billionaires, you know, because they figure they're going to get a piece of that. You know, all the solar projects that they government funds are all billionaires raking in tons of money. You know, I think it was the Rockefellers that figured it out when they when they built actually the World Trade Center, that they could get the government to build buildings for them with government money. And that's when the billionaire class really used government instead of being like, you know, Ayn Randian, you know, capitalists turned into socialists. So our billionaire class now aren't capitalists, really. They're socialist, fascist billionaires. And personally, I don't want to put them in prison like the left does. I don't want to eat them like the left does. But I do think that they should start behaving themselves because they're making a lot of enemies, you know? And,
yes.
You know, and personally, I'd like to see people maybe hit them in the head with a brick or something once in a while, just to let them understand that when you're out there and you're telling and funding depopulation and abortion and anti-white things and anti-Christian things and your media is radicalizing people, Antifa and Muslims against us, you know, there might be a reaction back. And I think part of the problem with our side is we're too nice. And
yes.
And when I say this, one of the things issues is, and we don't really look in at. It's kind of like the climate change. Why don't we join with the left on climate change? And when I say this, I say, all right, left, we agree that they should do something about pollution that's causing climate change. That way,
yes,
we can get common ground pollution. We want to ban all private airplanes. Okay? Now, that's a great divisive issue because it doesn't really divide our side, but it does divide the rich elitist from the left, the normal leftists who would probably say, yeah, why should these rich people be allowed to fly around in private airplanes and create all this high carbon, you know, and then start putting up, like, most wanted posters, like wanted dead or alive. All these people, because they use so much carbon, right? They're carbon
yes.
criminals. So you're a carbon criminal if you use a lot of carbon. Now, who uses a lot of carbon? Billionaires with their mansions and their yachts and their private airplanes. So what I'm saying is, instead of the right just sitting back and letting these lefties, you know, run around and being funded by billionaires, right? We should kind of
yep.
try to split that group, you know? Tell the, you know, the lefties on the bottom, the populist lefties, hey, why are you letting these billionaires fly around in their airplanes? You know, isn't that creating a, you know, just so you let them buy a carbon offset and then that's okay? So I think that, you know, it's an example, just one example of why the right loses is because we're too nice and we're not,
yes.
we don't play the game rough like they do. And, you know, you had a caller the other day talking about fascism and socialism. And, you know, I was thinking about it, and really fascism and the great fascists of our history, like Franco and Pinochet, they were, mm-hmm. and even Hitler, they were all like reactions to the communist and the socialist. I mean, they didn't just pop up out of nowhere, you know? So it's like the communist, socialist, globalist, they come in and they want to like sow chaos and destroy the family and destroy religion. And it's that provocation. It's, you know, people talk about fascism and socialism as an economic, fight. I don't. I look at it as a cultural fight. I look at like what happened in Spain with the communists, and they tried to destroy the family, the institutions, the church. And Franco was a reaction to that. It was not really economic. And the same thing really happened in Germany. I mean, you had the communists in Germany, and then they had degeneracy. I mean, if you look at what Germany was like in the 20s. After the war, it was like incredible degeneracy what would happen in Germany,
yes.
and Hitler was a reaction to that. And you just had the same thing in Chile with the communists there, and anywhere you see the left, it's like, look at the left in our country. What do they promote? Transsexuals, degeneracy, you know, at all different levels, however you want to look at it. So, you know, it's not really, I think the war against the left, the Republicans make a mistake if they think it's just about capitalism versus socialism. To me, it's more about the cultural issues than it is about that, because I have nothing in common with the billionaire capitalist who isn't really a capitalist. You know, the billionaire capitalist maybe might have been a capitalist 100 years ago, but most billionaires today aren't capitalists. They're government socialists, and they made their money through government, you know, through government-socialized, yes. You know, free Fed printing of money and low interest rates and friends contracts to build solar plants and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'd say probably half or more of the billionaire class aren't guys that invented a widget. They're guys that got in on the government tit. You know, or government corruption. So I think it's time that the right... Yeah, so we sit back as righties, and we're all nice to the billionaires. They don't see any threat to them from the right. So they think the threat's from the left, so they appease the left. You know, they fund the left, they give them cookies, they give them platforms. And my message is that the right has to start attacking the rich in this country. The guys like Bill Gates, the guys, you know, if Elizabeth Warren got elected, I hope she puts him in the poorhouse for all I care, for what he's done to us. You know, so the rich better realize they're making a lot of enemies on the right. I mean, serious enemies, yes. You know, for what they've done. And they're responsible for this. You know, when you see, like, transsexuals winning all the women's sports awards and stuff, that doesn't just spring out of nowhere, you know? That kind of stuff doesn't happen unless it's being done on purpose, you know? So, you know, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh today, and, you know, he didn't really say too much defending Bill Gates, but he kind of gives the same saw about, like, you know, the rich, you know, they do this, but he doesn't really get the fact that they were behind this, you know? That they fund the left. The left is their creation. And yet, the right doesn't really, you know, allows it. We're not threatening enough to the rich and the elite in this country.
Yes.
And I think that's got to change. I think that basically, if Trump doesn't turn this thing around, there's going to be a period of lawlessness in this country. And I think the rich better off going to, like, New Zealand and places once the balloon goes up, because you know, I think they're going to have the right and the left after them, in a perfect world, that is, because the left will be after them anyway, and the right will be after them when they make the connections that who's behind this, all this stuff that's been going on, the destruction of America, who's behind it?
Well, it's definitely the banking class, and it's definitely the politicians who are willing to take the money from the banking class. We're in a stage of America's history where everybody is just out to grab as much money as they can before it all comes apart. And we're seeing some egregious business practices as a result, a complete disregard for consumer rights and consumer safety. But I do want to urge a word of caution, okay? Not every billionaire is a bad person. And I personally would like to be rich. I'll be very honest about that. But there are certain things I will not do to get there. I admire people like James Cameron or George Lucas or Steven Jobs, who became very rich by producing a product or service or an entertainment that we voluntarily trade our money to partake of. The billionaires that are causing all the problems are the ones who game the system, just bring untold wealth to themselves without returning anything substantive to our society for it.
Well, I agree with you that there are, you know, a lot of billionaires that did a lot of, like, good things industrially, or provided, like, great movies and things like that. But it's when they cross the line into politics, and when they use their foundations for, like, basically they magnify, like, all of us people in a democracy have a power. You know, we have our vote, we have our voice. And because they can use, when they use their money to magnify their voice so greatly that we're squashed, you know, and most of them do. And that's what bothers me about of the billionaire class. It's not it's not that they're rich.
Joe, we're going to have to let you go. We've got to take a break for commercials. We've got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Mike, that guy that called you before, I think it's Tom from Florida, if I'm not mistaken, the last caller.
That was Joe in Tennessee.
Oh, okay, Joe in Tennessee. I'm sorry, but anyway, I agree with a lot of stuff that he's saying. However, I think he, like a lot of people, are getting it wrong on what socialism is and who are the socialists. This is these billionaires are not socialists by even a stretch of imagination. This is capitalism at its worst. This is extreme
yes.
capitalism. It's like extreme socialism, I guess, is a very, very extreme form of communism, like Pol Pot, where you start slaughtering your own population, okay? This is extreme capitalism, what we're seeing today. This is what I call predatory capitalism. People call it crony cap, all kinds of different things. But it's the same thing. It hurts this country. They use certain things like climate change and to help themselves, because they know they're going to get parts of this carbon tax. They also are going to get more monopolies because it's going to be harder for businesses to either get started or smaller businesses to stay in business. Okay? And this is what they want to do.
Yes.
They are predators of the worst type. And I'll be honest with you. I will take socialism over that. Okay? I will vote. I'm telling you right now. Tulsi is my favorite. If it comes down to Bernie Sanders, if I'm satisfied that he's going to do something about stopping these wars as well as some of the other socialists, programs he wants to get, I'll vote DeSantis. I am tired of this. So tired of this. They are predators. They're bullying everybody around. They're using their money as weapons. I personally think we should have a 95% tax on anybody earning over $1 million a year. Once you get over that million, 95%. And I'd also tax them like 25-30% of their wealth every year on top of it. We don't need billionaires. They should not be billionaires. It's true. There's no reason for it. For somebody to get that rich, you don't need that much money. And most of that money, I kind of disagree. And, you know, you said there are some good ones. For the most part, these people do not make their money honestly. They're doing something to get that money and cheat somebody else. That's for the most part. Very few of these people are honest. Look at these hedge fund managers. Most of these billionaires today, I think, are hedge fund. What's his name? Buffett. Buffett.
Yeah.
Bloomberg. Bloomturd, I call him. You know, just about, you name most of these guys are hedge fund. Okay. Soros himself, the hedge fund. Okay. They don't make their money, honestly. They short the system a lot of times. They do all. They got all kinds of tricks to get rich on, and then they use that money as weapons. They buy up the politicians. They buy up their votes. They buy this government, and they put us into wars on top of it. Why do they behind these wars? Because they tend to gain from these wars. Okay, they don't care about
yes.
the average soldier. They shouldn't give a. You know what about it? About our troops. Okay, and our troops are not fighting for this country. They're fighting for these billionaires. For these predators, for these bankers, and for these oil companies. Look at what's going on here in Syria right now. All that is a ripoff. Trump is using these troops as rent-a-cops to guard that oil for the Rothschilds, for ExxonMobil. That's an impeachable offense. You want to impeach Trump for something? Impeach him for that. Not this silly nonsense about Ukraine where he's actually in the right. That's an impeachment, but they don't want to impeach him for that because they're all behind it. They're all paid
yep.
off. A lot of blackmail. Epstein was an example. I'd say 50-60% of Congress probably being blackmailed by Epstein. We're being blackmailed by Epstein and the Mossad, the CIA on top of it. That's what was happening. I agree. We need to start taking some of this money away from these people, man. Okay? Tax the you-know-what out of them. After a certain time, you don't need to make them. What do you need to make $1 million a year for? You going to tell me? What do you need $1 million a year to make?
Well, let me back up here a little bit. Let me back up here a little bit. We'll never be able to take the money away from the billionaires. They'll lie, cheat, steal, and kill to hang on to it. What will solve the problem is when the money itself becomes worthless. And at that point,
well,
we hit the reset button and we start over.
I'm sorry. I think we can stop, Mike. You have to have somebody forceful enough. Putin did a good job when he took over. Russia would be a dead country right now. They probably would have broken up into little pieces had he not done what he did.
Yeah,
he put a bunch of them in jail.
Putin had an advantage. And that the Soviet Union had already collapsed. Anyway, listen, Mark, we got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back. And apparently I jumped out a little bit early. So we got about another 15 seconds. I got to redo my show clocks. After that last year, in my copious amounts of free time. Okay, now we're going to take a break for commercials. We've got more callers waiting on the line, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go right back to the telephones to Steve Elkins. And Steve, before I let you go on your rant, I just want to remind all of our listeners that Steve Elkins will be taking the microphone for John Stadmiller immediately following our program here. So, Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, your caller, the last caller, is demonizing money that $1 million and 95% tax beyond $1 million. Where's my incentive as an entrepreneur to grow and get more wealth and hopefully expand my business to include more employment for little guys? Where's my incentive? And I disagree with him. He doesn't quite get the idea. Yes, we have millionaires, and they aren't the threat. The billionaires, some are good, some are bad, as you stated. I'm angry about those billionaires that ended up owning sports teams and having the city buy them or build them a new stadium, of which they reap all
yes.
the profits. Maybe a little bit of the industry of hotels, maybe, and maybe some of the restaurants profit from it. But you know, down here in Florida, Disney is so profitable, and I'm not sure how it is because they're so expensive to get tickets to go to Disney. But evidently, it
yes.
is still profitable that they do share the wealth with the community in saying no state tax. So if I'm going to be subjected to being squeezed for more taxes for all these projects to benefit the billionaires, then where's my benefit
I don't get a ticket for the game. I don't get there's a state tax. Maybe they should think about, somebody should be pushing the issue of saying, you know what, if you help these billionaires, then you need a benefit also. Why not have no state tax in a state that has all these big sports teams and all these big arenas that are built by the taxpayers of cities? We should be getting something for it, and we're not.
I agree.
That's my big reason.
Well, I'm absolutely in agreement with you, and of course, I'm not a big sports fan for any sport. I don't like sitting and paying money to watch other people have fun. But you're absolutely right. The billionaires will simply spread enough of their money around to the local politicians, where the local politicians will say, "Yeah, sure, we'll build you a stadium." And inevitably, there's always going to be an outcry from the general population that gets ignored.
Yeah, but I just can't see demonizing somebody who makes $1 million and after $1 million, 95% tax. That's crazy. I may want to grow my business. I may want to add more factories, more manufacturing, if that's even possible in this country. But I may want to, you know, expand and then, of course, bring more people in. So I need to do that. And if you tax me at 95% beyond the first million, well, how am I going to grow my business to include more employees? It's not going to be possible. He's barking.
Well,
I think
what we're talking about, I think what we're talking about is, taxable income, where if you're spending the money that your company generates to create more employment and everything, that does not come under the heading of taxable revenue.
Well, like I said, he's kind of demonized the incentive to advance yourself and to do better. I mean, if we set the bar low and said, well, I'm just comfortable, I'm happy, I don't have that much, but I'm happy living comfortable at this level. I mean, will society really benefit? Will the economy grow? Will we be better as a people, in a nation? I mean, if we don't have people who want to grow and extend that wealth out for people like me to have a job or anybody to have a job. You know, he's kind of demonized the money issue, and I think he's kind of off on that one, big time.
Well, where he's slightly off, of course, is that the way this country was first set up, it was the function of government to act as a mediator between the greed of the wealthy and the needs of the general public. Unfortunately, our government has basically gone over to the other side.
Right. That's it for me, Mike. See you in a couple hours.
All right, and we're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Good day to you. I think Steve was right on point about what he's saying. There's some good billionaires and there's some bad billionaires. He was right on point that, and he does live in a great state of Florida. And as Steve well knows, if we'd have got a Democrat, a communist, a Bolshevik like Gillum in here, we'd be trying to push a pump state tax on the Florida citizenry, and it'd be a disaster. We'd end up like New Jersey, New York, where we know some people live. And speaking of that, Michael, what's going on in Texas is another disgrace. All these Californians are moving into Texas, and that's what they're doing. I think there's a modus of operandi by these demon rats to flood these states that are not blue yet, like Virginia, what they did there. They're trying to do it in Florida, but people here woke up. I know they're going to wake up because the Californians are trying to destroy Texas. The New Yorkers and the New Jerseyans are coming down. They're coming down to Florida. They're trying to take over the Carolinas. It's a disgrace what these Bolshevik demon rats are trying to do, and it's all a plot, a big plan by them to do that. And going on that avenue, yesterday I was watching the Trump rally. I know people don't want to hear that, but they had this thing about this guy that in 2017, his name is Said. You have Schiff and Said, they're two Zionists. This guy Said, S-A-I-D, Said, I think his name is Jeffrey Said, this guy's basically saying we're going to do a coup on Trump. Now, if that was reversed, it was a Republican doing that to a Democrat president, it would be smattered all over the news for the next 20 years. It would never be laid down for 24 hours a day. But these Bolsheviks that are running the media are going after Trump. Literally say they're going to put a coup on the president of the United States. I don't know what power Trump really has, but why aren't these people being arrested? why hasn't these people, like, we, Dustin's agreeing, and I agree with him. Hey, these people running these sanctuary cities need to be arrested, Michael. They need to be arrested.
Yes.
Like, wait, they have committed utter treason against the United States. And by the way, Michael, on three major networks today, you know what they said, all of them? They said there's over 50 million people in this country of ours, the United States of America, do not speak English. They'd rather speak another language. Over 50 million. That is insanity. Now, that is not something that Teddy Roosevelt wanted or any other president before him. Now, if we continue on this road, we will be like Yugoslavia, Bosnia, whatever it was when Clinton was in there. And you know, I mean, if we cannot afford this. We cannot. This cannot continue on. And this is a big modus of operandi by guys like George Soros and all these Bolsheviks that are running the world, new world order. And you had this imbecile Bush was trying to pump Common Core on us. Okay, he said he never speaks Spanish and English in my household. Well, I think, like I told your show in the past, Jeb, take your butt down there where you belong. Because you don't belong here in Florida. Well, that's what you're trying to do here. He's promoting that here. And we don't need this Bolshevikism of our country. It has to stop and cease. And now, by the way, you had three senators today that were on the news, and they're all three of them now are saying that we need to put the military on the border, put battalions on the border. Okay? I don't know if you heard that story, but there's three of them now that are out. They said they want to put battalions of troops on our border, put army bases down there 5 miles off the base, and build like you're doing, you practice Desert Storm activities on that border. I think that's a great idea.
I agree.
And if you want to put the wall that Jerome Corsi's been talking about, and he showed the video of it, I don't know if you had a chance to see it yet, Michael, but it seems to be very effective. That wall the military's using in Afghanistan right now is a very effective border. And by the way, if we're pumping in 60% of Israeli's defense fund and United States taxpayers, why don't we get their technology and put it on our border? Or why don't we bring some Israelis over here to show us how to build it? But evidently he's working over in Israel. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. And now, you know, they're talking about the new, I think it's called the 786 F-35. Have you seen the new plane? They're going to build 438 of them. 448 of them, I think it was.
Yeah.
Lockheed Martin, did you see a video of that today? I mean, it's an amazing plane. There's no question about it. And they asked this guy on the morning, is this the last going to be the last man flights of a fighter plane, or are they going to use drones? And the guy was like tongue-tied. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, they're talking about now using robots to fly these planes or whatever they're going to use. I mean, I guess that is the future of combat, you know, on the ground, in the air. And maybe 100 years, you're probably going to use, like, it's going to be like R2-D2 or something. I don't know, Michael. It's, who knows what the technology is going to lead to that if we can get to that point. But like right now, what's going on with our country with this invasion, I don't care. Well, OAN has showed the figures. It's over a million illegals been snuck in this country in the last year, Michael. Over a million.
Yep.
That changed electoral colleges big time. Look, New York, New Jersey are goners. Virginia's a goner. Like the guy calling after me. California's a goner. If they don't wake up now, we are looking at potential absolute disaster in this nation if we do not stop this immigration. And these people are coming here not even wanting to speak the English language. They don't even really want to fly our flag. They could care less about the founding fathers and their ideology. No, this has got to stop and desist. People have got to be arrested. This guy said that was supposedly a whistleblower. This guy, or the guy that was working with him, this guy said, this guy's a rat, telling the writing a letter saying we are going to do a coup against the president of the United States 2 years ago. No, Michael, this cannot. People have got to go to jail. Epstein, Weinstein, all these schmucks getting away with utter murder. And Jeffrey Epstein, how are you going to allow a guy to get beat to death and you don't know where's the pictures of his body? That picture of Osama bin Laden. Where's the pictures of this guy, Epstein? Where are they? Why didn't Mitt Romney buy the picture from the guy that had Obama with Louis Farrakhan? That would have turned the election for him in his favor that night of 2012 if what was it, November 8th of 2012, if Mitt Romney had got that picture 3 weeks before the election. The course of history would have been changed right there. Because a lot of people would not have voted for Obama. There's no question about it. Him having a picture of Maxine Waters, who's the other one, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, you had Louis Farrakhan, they're all hugging each other, smiling with Obama. Then you have Obama on a hot mic telling Medvedev, when I get elected again, well, you talk about a quid pro quo, give me a break. And Biden's telling Biden and his son are getting away with utter murder. This guy made hundreds of millions of dollars. Biden's imbecile son has got kicked out of the Navy. That was kicked out of the Navy, yep. Man, with an honorable discharge. How does that happen? How is this happening? This is madness. It's utter sheer madness what's going on. Yeah, and I hear guys calling your show, I'm not going to vote. Hey, look, what's the alternative? You know, that's millions of men went up on the battlefield, guys up there in the Northeast. There were millions of guys went to the battlefield, so you have the right to vote. What do you think they went to war for? For their health? They went to war so you had freedom and so you could have elected officials and you could vote properly. Not to sit home and say, I'm not going to vote for this guy. This guy's no good. I'm not going to vote for any of them. Well, you know what? Millions of men would have known that. They would have never went to battle. I don't know what, we would have lost all the wars. World War I, World War II would have been lost. That's why they mainly went to battle, so they had a free country, they had freedom of speech, and they had a right to vote to put the leaders that they wanted in there. Now everybody's going to say, I'm not going to vote for him. Like I said, Michael, you live in the state of Hawaii. Your vote over there really didn't count. Dustin's vote didn't count in Jersey, and the other guy's vote didn't count in New York. We can't allow these other states to go blue because we're going to utterly have a civil war in this country. And it could be, I don't know how it's going to go down as a civil war. It's going to be emotionally. I mean, it looks like it's going to be by the ultimate arbitrator, Michael. The ultimate arbitrator. Hopefully the ultimate arbitrator is the pen, but actually it's not. The ultimate arbitrator is the sword. And that's what, yeah. You know, our country's falling on the sword right now. Our country's falling on the sword. You got this Ocasio Cortez pig out there. You got Pelosi with sanctuary cities, homelessness everywhere. It's utter insanity. And it's got to stop. And somebody's got to stop it. I know Trump is not doing what he should do. He should start acting as a commander-in-chief of the Allied forces and the commander-in-chief of the United States and our allies. Hey, listen, stop this nonsense. I mean, he's not the commander of the Allied forces. That was he put somebody in charge of that. But he's the commander of the United States military. And he needs to stop this. Sorry about that. I got a little rant because I'm a little upset with seeing all this nonsense. And then you got Hollywood is so leftist. One guy can I mention a name, Hollywood actor, or I'll get in trouble for that, Michael? Can I say the guy's name?
Mention the name.
Okay, if John Voight, this guy won an Oscar, I believe, back in the 70s for, I think it was Midnight Cowboy.
Yes.
This guy's, he's a pro-Republican. This guy now is blackballed from Hollywood because he wants to be conservative. John Wayne or Charlton Heston. These guys are wonderful actors. And if they say anything now, even like Marlon Brando, they're labeled racist pigs or kooks. And who's the real kooks here? The kooks, you have Weinstein, Epstein, all these freak shows, Slick Willie Clinton. It's unbelievable. Like I told you yesterday, a white man can't even run for office in the Democratic Party if he has a little views that are to the center or right. He's considered a religious fanatic or a kook. It's crazy. And it's got to stop. Somebody's got to come down and really stop this. Something's going to have to happen big time because you have three senators right now that Republicans are saying, telling Trump, basically getting his ear, saying, listen, put the troops down on that border. Defend that border at all costs like you do Syria, like you do Afghanistan, Pakistan. Pakistan's got, well, I don't know about Pakistan, but they got Iraq. We got our troops everywhere. Everywhere.
Yes.
And, you know, Michael, I got to say this, you know. You had a caller call in from Japan the other day. And, you know, I saw the trailer now for this movie that's coming out Midway. I don't know if you had a chance to see the trailer for Midway. It looks like it's going to be a good movie. It's coming out, I believe, next week.
And, yes.
Basically, I can remember my father had told me about Japan. He was stationed over there. And you got to realize they're a homogenous society. I believe that means they're like, they don't let too much immigration in there, correct?
Correct. I mean, there was a time in Japan's past where if you were not Japanese and you set foot on Japan, they'd just kill you on the spot.
Thank you. That's correct. That's what I was getting to. Exactly. So, you know, that's my point. So you don't hear to me say, oh, well, the Japanese are racist and all that. That's their society. That's what they, that's their homeland. That's what they want to protect. Looks like the Chinese. The Chinese got a million, what are the others or something, are in concentration camps? The Chinese, is it, Michael?
Yes.
And now they're putting them in concentration camps because they're like saying, no, we're the Chinese. You're not, you're the minority. We're the majority. The majority's going to rule. The majority's supposed to rule. Isn't
well, there needs to be a middle ground on that. Anyway, Tom, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day, without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really?
Okay, welcome back to our show here, and apparently Chance in West Virginia wanted to reply to Tom, and we are trying to enforce the rule one call per caller per day, but let's go ahead and put Chance up on the mixer here. And Chance, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. I really like Tom's call. I admire his spunk. and he's very good with current events, but he made the comment about the wars, about these men dying for our freedoms. If you look in history, these were all bankers' wars. Our freedoms were taken away by traitors from within. So in other words, all those poor men that lay in their graves from all these wars fought for the bankers. They didn't fight for us. They didn't know. They didn't know any better.
Right.
That's what he should research. But I'm not criticizing. Like I said, I like his calls. I really do. He's very good with current events. But as far as these wars go, not one single soldier died for our freedoms. That's what they've been telling us. It's all a lie. Unfortunately, it doesn't mean they're not heroes, but they were used. Like I said, our freedoms were taken away by traitors from within this country, especially since 1913. I just wanted to make that point, Mike, okay?
Okay. All right,
okay,
so
thank you for the phone call.
We're going to let you go here. Okay, coming up here on the top of the hour, and let's talk about, we had already started with the economic news here. The situation with China is getting volatile in the extreme, and apparently U.S. futures jumped to a record high after China says U.S. agreed to roll back tariffs, which sounds really good until you look at the recent history of what appear to be mistranslations based on wishful thinking. And we already had an incident earlier in this week where the U.S. stock market went to record high over claims that a deal had been reached with China, and then China came back and said, no, there is no deal. That's a fairy tale. So see what happens with that one. Now, after years of pumping financial support into dying companies, China has adopted a new policy, which is to let bad companies fail. I think is very healthy. Stop propping them up, let them collapse, and make way for companies that do things a little more smartly, if you will. But Hong Kong business activity has fallen at the fastest pace in 21 years. Over in Germany, everybody's talking about the Deutsche Bank Death Watch. It seems they are in trouble, and they cannot get out of it. And observers are saying that if, in fact, Deutsche Bank does collapse, it'll be far worse than the Lehman Brothers collapse back in 2008. Poor Boeing. They just cannot seem to catch a break. Apparently, three Ryan airplanes are grounded after cracks between the wings and the fuselage were discovered in its huge Boeing 737 fleet. Dozens of these aircraft have now been grounded around the world. Okay, we're going to be right back after station identification.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.